Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my old wretched soul. And oh, yeah. And look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. After he saved my old wretched soul, that was good for nothing. He also called and chose my earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his holy name to the Gentiles, to the kings, and to the children of Israel. Hear, Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone that the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh, yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Yahweh, our Father, Father God, who are in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the grace of God, which you gave us in your Son through the faith, that we were crucified in him. We pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let all of those whom have found this true hiding place say amen. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. And the Bible says, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yes, we give thanks to God this morning for the few of you that are tuned in, for the Bible tells us that many are called, but a few are chosen. The Lord has also revealed unto us that a few of the listeners, that the root of this glorious gospel has begun to grow in your heart. The Bible also lets us know that what a wonderful time to be dead and our lives hid with Christ and God. For we know that many shall seek to enter into this true hiding place, and but only a few shall find it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. I'm so grateful and thankful by the power of Jesus Christ's resurrected life, we are gathered together again this morning. Oh, praise be to his holy name. And the Bible tells us to let Israel say that if it wasn't for the Lord that was on our side, then our enemies and our foes would have swallowed us up by now. In other words, meaning there are some folks whom the enemy had swallowed up because they were yet to find this hiding place where the enemy come at you one way, but his resurrected power forces the devil to flee several different ways. Run, devil, in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As usual, if you have your Bibles this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the Holy Spirit once again make an attempt to draw you out of the darkness of religion and ask that you would come out of the wilderness, come out of Egypt, and come into this spiritual promised land where you can rest in him until you enter into that physical promised land, that new Jerusalem that is coming to us out of heaven. Oh, praise his name this morning. Praise be to his holy, holy name. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the Spirit of the Lord says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that had prepared us for this selfsame thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that as long as we are at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. For we walk by faith and not by sight." Well, praise be to his holy name this morning. The Spirit of the Lord said that as he left them, as Jesus left them, he went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. The Bible said, "Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee forever. And presently the fig tree withered away." Matthew chapter 21, verses 17 through 19 declares. In that 18th verse, we see that Jesus is hungry. And in John chapter 4, verse 34, we learn what is food for Jesus. Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." You see, Jesus' work is finished on that old rugged cross, but his work is not finished in us. This is why he desired that we abide in him, that he may abide in us and finish that work. You see, Jesus is coming to a person this morning looking for food for his people, his body, that is doing the will of the Father and finishing the work of his Father. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 19, Jesus saw the tree was filled with leaves. It was advertising to the world it was a fig tree. But when Jesus came to it, he found no fruit. He found no figs. He cursed it that it would never again produce fruit. Likewise, my friends, Jesus has begun to move, and he's coming to these church buildings on Sunday mornings all around the world. That's full of people claiming to be Christians. They are advertising to the world that they are Christians. You see, in Acts chapter 11, verse 26, the Spirit of the Lord tells us that It was the disciples that was first called Christians. Acts chapter 11, that 26th verse declare. They were called Christians because of the fruit of the Christ-like love one toward another. In John chapter 13, that 35th verse, the Spirit of the Lord declares, Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. You see, now Christians are known by denomination. The very word denomination means division, separation. Is Christ divided? And most people that falsely advertise to the world that they are Christians have no fruit of love for their own so-called church brethren and sisters that they sit beside every Sunday, much less love for their fellow man. And by them following the many various false ways that could bring them into a relationship with God, by following these blind religious leaders, the Bible said their hearts have grown wax cold. You see, many of these confessing Christians, they will tell you that they are blessed and highly favored. They will also tell you that they are filled with the Holy Ghost. But the spirit that is in them that they call holy will not lead them to help their so-called church brethren or sisters that are in need. Or does that so-called Holy Spirit lead them to stop by to help one of their family members whom they know that's in need? Oh, but after church, while still in their church clothes, they make what we call a beeline, meaning like a bat out of hell, they fly down straight to the casino, to their real love, Mr. and Miss Slot Machine. Some of them even say, I couldn't get on my machine last night. I try to tell the people, if something is really yours, you can bring it to the house. You know, if it's really your machine, then you could bring it to the house. Set it in the kitchen. Set it on the table. Set it in the living room. You see, they are deceived once again. And they will feed Mr. and Miss Slot Machine thousands of dollars and won't give it a second thought. But they won't give you one dime. And this is because the love of God is not in them. They have no food to feed Jesus at doing the Father's will for their lives. And as he comes to them in hunger, they have nothing to offer him. The Spirit of the Lord has a word for you lukewarm, denominated Christians that are falsely advertising. Unless you repent and bring forth fruits of repentance, your fruitless branch will be cut off, and you will be thrown into the eternal fires of hell. You see, a tree is known by its fruit. What if the tree has no fruit? Then how can it be known? Jesus said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, fruitless Christians, and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit thee out of my mouth. Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 through 16 declares. In Matthew's Gospel, the 28th chapter, the 19th verse, Jesus has commissioned his church to go out and make disciples. Not lukewarm Christians, disciples. A disciple is willing to give all to follow Jesus. He must love him with all of his heart, all of his soul, all of his mind, and all of his strength. He must understand that just like Jesus, our hope of glory, when he walked the earth, he didn't use his faith for things, houses, chariots, fine robes to wear. He couldn't use his faith for things, for if he had, he would have ceased to be God. And neither can we, the bride of Christ, use our faith for things, but our faith is to be used in order for Jesus to work through our earthen vessels to bring about the Father's will for our lives. He even talks about the fasting that he would not accept. Folk are fasting, asking God for things. It's not the fast, he says, that I seek. He asks that we fast and pray for the will of the Father shown and worked out in our lives. You see, Jesus warns us in John, the 10th chapter, that first verse, that if anyone that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and robber, a liar and a robber, any man that try to tell you that he can bring you into the sheepfold by the many various ways that folks claim that you can get to Jesus, folks say there are many ways. But I stopped by to tell you this morning, that's a lie. It's only one way. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Many thieves and robbers will tell them that Jesus is the way to the Father. And through their many false doctrines, they teach that you can stay alive and just add Jesus to whatever you're doing, whatever you're trying to do. That's all right. Just pat Jesus on your forehead. Pat him on your heart. Put a patch upside of your head, and you'll make it to heaven. But they do not know the truth. And his eternal life, resurrected life, is not working through them. The Bible tells us that their mouth is an open grave. With their tongues, they have used deceit. The poison of absence under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. If their feet are swift to shed blood, destruction and misery are in their ways. It's in the destruction and misery in their ways, because their ways is not God's way. And the way of peace have they not known. And there is no fear of God before their eyes. Romans chapter 3, verse 13 to 18 declares, these men stand up behind pulpits, knowing for a certainty they haven't been called by God. Stand behind a pulpit knowing God haven't told them anything. And preach whatever they want to preach. They don't fear God. Why? Because they don't know God. If they did, they would know that this lovable God that they talk about is also a terrible God. That he can kill you and send you to hell this morning. You see, the way of peace that the thieves and robbers don't know is imputed righteousness, and it is by faith in the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The truth is, there's no way to fix our sin nature. You can't fix the sin nature. You can't patch it up. You can't do anything for the sin nature. For the Bible says, man's heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it but God? See, we must lose our sin nature life by the faith in our death with Christ on his cross. No one can enter into the sheepfold and have access to a holy Father God without the righteousness of God imputed to them. by the simple faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ's death on the cross for their sins, and the resurrected life of Jesus Christ being lived out through their lives to do the will of the Father. You see, no one would have access to heaven but Jesus Christ. And you are either in Jesus Christ by the faith in a baptism of death with Christ on his cross, or you're not in Christ by any other means preached to you by thieves and robbers. My friends, that's no in between. That's no in between. You're either going to be in Christ or you're going to be outside of Christ, and you will be left behind. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. It declares that we are dead and our new spiritual life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 20 declares, we are crucified with Christ, nevertheless we live, yet not us, but Christ living in us. And the life which we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 10 declares, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. You see, the resurrected life of Jesus Christ growing into the believer is the access to Father God, our Father, Yahweh, our Father which is in heaven. And he cannot dwell in an unholy vessel that does not have the righteousness of God imputed to him by the faith. If we lose our faith in our death with Christ on his cross, we lose our imputed righteousness. We then lose the life of Christ, who cannot dwell in an unholy vessel. Plus, we lose our salvation and sanctification. The Bible tells us faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verses 17 declares. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. But faith in what? Faith in having a big house? Faith in having a lot of money in the bank? Walk by faith, but faith in what? Faith in a baptism of death in Christ on his cross. Jesus said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Luke chapter 18, verse 8 declares, this is the faith Jesus will be looking for when he returns. The Bible said, the bride, she made herself ready. How did she make herself ready? By the faith in a baptism of death with Christ on his cross. The Bible says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except he be sent? How can one preach this glorious gospel of the kingdom unless he be sent? You see, many people got up one morning and decided they was going to start a church, go to Bible college. They was going to set up a ministry, but yet God said nothing. And then they glory about have gone to Bible college, having the master's in theology. Paul had the same. But after he came in contact with the Holy Spirit and the teaching of God on high, Paul said, I count these things as dung, as nothing compared to the power he received in this preaching of this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ, and him crucified. My friends, if you knew my story, you would know it's a miracle to even be listening to me this morning. You would know it's a miracle. You see, the Bible tells us that John the Baptist came preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins and saying, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Saying also that every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill shall be brought low and the crooked shall be made straight and the rough ways shall be made smooth and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. And the Bible tells us, and thou shalt swear the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 2. Even then, Jeremiah knew about this hiding place in Christ, only revealed to him by revelation knowledge. The Bible said, all nations shall bless themselves in him. Would you like to bless yourself this morning? Would you like to bless yourself this morning? Would you like to bless yourself in him? Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I repent for I've sinned. I confess that I've messed up. But I come to you this morning for I desire to bless myself in you. And I ask that you would come into my heart and be Lord over my life and rule and reign over my life. Amen. Just that simple prayer. If you prayed it, then you just made it. And on the same token, get a towel. And I don't mean a face towel. Keep it prepared by you, because in the next 3 days or so, you'll need it. Because when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and it will come upon you, it's going to wash you like hyssop and cleanse you, make you whiter than snow. And when the tears start falling, that's what the towel is for. Because it's going to be a while before they stop. Oh, the Lord is good. And all the time, he's good. But the problem is, we're no good. This is why Jesus had to come. To work the works through us that was ordained for him to do through us from the foundation of the world. Why? Because we're powerless to do it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. We're the Three of Us Ministries. I am Messenger Metric McGillin from Pineville. And oh yeah, look what the Lord has done. He's good. And all the time, he's good. And like we always like to say, if the Lord's will, we'll be back at you next week, same place, same time, bringing this gospel right back at you. Because as we come before him, we stand before him in fear and trembling, knowing that if we do not preach this one gospel that he preached, then after our preaching, then we will become a cast away. We love you this morning. I ask you, just trust in him, and he'll show you the way. Just believe in him. And the Bible said, all things are possible for him that believe. We ask that you tune in again next week, same place, same time. As always, we ask that you invite a friend. But who knows? Just maybe they time to get in where they fit in. We love you guys. Be praying for you. See you guys next week. Bye, y'all.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast. with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church Radio broadcast all